Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Breaking news.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Marks and Reese. Literally coming down in the last 30 seconds. The Eagles have hired a head coach, and it is Nick Sirianni. The Colts offensive coordinator will become the Eagles' new head coach, according to Adam Schefter. Ike Reese.
Well, it's about time. I mean, man. Thank God. It's over with? Okay, so.
It did feel like that in the last 12 hours or so that it was trending towards Sirianni getting the job. He spent a second day with Jeffrey Lurie. He did the interview, came back the next day. There were some reports out there that were saying, in fact, almost saying how, you know, look at Andy Reid. Andy Reid never called plays, was hired by Jeffrey Lurie. Sirianni has not called plays, spent the last three seasons as the offensive coordinator of the Colts under Frank Reich. He's 39 years old, and he becomes the new coach of the Eagles.
Okay. Mike. Okay. I mean, we're all trying to wrap our arms around this right now and gather as much information on him as we can. Coming from the Indianapolis Colts, working under Frank Reich, working under Chris Ballard, that organization, well-respected. So, seems like it's a good hire. From the early reports, he was impressive. Was a late candidate, I guess, and somehow jumped in there and seemed to be more impressive than the guys that they had talked to prior to him. So, you know, here we go.
Here we go. So, here's his background. He was, as far as a coach, he was defensive backs coach at Mount Union and then IUP. Then he made it to the pros in 2009. He started off as an offensive quality control coach, and then in 2012 was the wide receivers coach. Went to San Diego in 2013 with Frank Reich, who was the offensive coordinator. Was there for 3 years. Was the quarterbacks coach 2014 and 2015. And then he was the wide receivers coach after that for 2 years. Indianapolis, the last 3 years with Frank Reich, did not call plays, but was highly thought of. And I was watching some videos. Elliot was tweeting out some videos of Sirianni either mic'd up at practice, mm-hmm, or sitting down in the film room and going over plays. And I have no idea other than the 10 minutes of video that I watched of him, but he came off as being like, all right, like this guy seems smart. This guy seems like he knows what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to hear more about him from the Eagles firsthand. I mean, everything else will be just watching a video clip of him. So get to hear his press conference, I'm imagining, probably sometime early next week, right? Because it's Thursday.
They won't want to do it on a Friday.
Well, you're not going to do it Friday, right? So right. You wait till Monday after championship weekend.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday probably, right?
Right, yeah. You don't want to do it on Monday, the day after the championship. So, yeah, you're right. We might be waiting all the way to next Tuesday.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. So,
listen, what we need to be doing is getting some folks from out there in Indy to tell us a little bit more about Nick. I'm assuming he comes highly recommended. From those guys over at Indy.
Yep. Yeah. No, definitely. His Wikipedia page has also already changed, too, so it's official. He's the Eagles head coach. All right, what's the reaction? 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Literally, like 1:59, we're going on the air. The notification comes up on my phone from Adam Schefter, and it's I had to reread it.
Yep.
You were plugging in your headphones. Jack was doing something in the other studio, and I come running out. I didn't have my mask on, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't have my mask on.
Yep.
Like, they hired Sirianni. So it came down, reaction, 215-592-9494.
Shout out to the Eagles. Once again, looking out for Marks and Reese.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Right at the top, right? It happened right at 2 o'clock. Thank you very much.
I need to stop saying that before people really believe.
Well,
that's the way it is.
I mean, there's only so many times something can happen.
Yeah, because there's only so many times it can be a coincidence.
Right, exactly. I like it because it's somewhat outside the box, right? It isn't one of the candidates that everybody had identified as being the next guy. Just like Andy Reid wasn't one of the guys that everybody had identified as being the hot coordinator, right? Mm. Had never called plays, had never been a coordinator, came in here. And in the interview process, wowed Jeffrey Lurie and Joe Banner. I wowed them. And I feels like that's what happened here.
What did he wow them with?
I guess his interview.
Yeah.
Something in the interview. Maybe it was is how he views offense in 2021. Maybe it was his plan to fix Carson Wentz. Maybe it was his association with Frank Reich that maybe made Jeffrey Lurie feel like this is the right guy to try to fix Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of this has to do with Carson Wentz, that Carson Wentz is going to be coming back, and this is a younger guy that isn't a taskmaster like Josh McDaniels that's going to come in, it's going to be arrogant, it's going to rub a lot of the players the wrong way, but at least...
Is it a better choice than Deuce?
Listen,
I mean, I get people didn't want Josh McDaniels. That's fine. But, I mean, there were more candidates out there than Josh McDaniels.
Is it
a better candidate than some of the other guys? I mean, listen, they've hired a head coach. I can't sit here and vouch for anybody. I don't know what type of coach he's going to be or what type of coach he's been other than what we see on his resume. He didn't run the offense in Indianapolis,
no.
So we don't know how much that – is predicated on his offensive creativeness. How many opportunities has he had a time to be a coordinator, to run a group of men, right? To be a leader amongst men. You're talking about Carson Wentz. Okay. Well, we're talking about a guy who didn't show enough respect to a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So –
Yeah,
you
know, what kind of respect is he going to have?
Yeah, I mean, all these things. I mean, listen, he may have the type of personality you need. Like, I don't know. That's why I want to hear him talk. I want to hear. I hope he's not talking about busting up and biting kneecaps like Dan Campbell was out there in Detroit. but you know, when we get a chance to hear him in his presser, I think we'll get a better feel for what type of personality we're getting with the head coach.
Right. Well.
Yeah. It's just hard to tell without – I haven't even heard him speak.
I mean, I maybe I've heard his name before, but before last week
– I've never heard his name. And believe me, I watch plenty of football.
Yeah.
I've never heard his name.
I think I heard – watching the playoff game, I remember hearing that, you know, the analysts like to talk about, well, you know, even though he's not calling the plays, Frank Reich and, you know, and Sirianni, they like to do this and they like to do that on offense, right? But, I mean, I probably wouldn't – if you would have asked me after the playoff game what his name was, I probably wouldn't have been able to tell you. But he is the new Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni.
So,
I mean,
well, our first caller is already saying it should have been Deuce, and that's what's going to be the question, because this Eagles fan base, it's about how they are going to react to his name. A lot of people wanted Deuce.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
A lot of people wanted Deuce to be the head coach. So, you know, you go get this guy at the 12th hour – was he first on your list?
He was when they interviewed him,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I guess this is why they were doing all these interviews. And I believe this. They were waiting for somebody that caught their attention and wowed them. And this was the first guy where they said, no, this is him. So we thought they were waiting until the games this weekend. We thought maybe they were waiting until the games this weekend.
Is it the first guy that wowed them, or is it the first guy that'll go along?
See that
becomes the real question.
I think they hired enough guys that they were cut. Like Joe Brady wasn't going to go along, or some of these other guys weren't going to go along with what they were going to do. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
this guy is. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
maybe that may be why he got hired.
The
point is, I'm saying, like, okay, maybe he's willing to go along with the program of allowing Howie and to do what they do.
I am disappointed that it's not Deuce. I heard Angelo this morning. I felt that. I felt it yesterday when we were doing Doug Day, I felt like the Deuce was a candidate that you could get behind. Mm-hmm. That Deuce was a guy that had the respect in the locker room.
I got to be honest with you. I would rather have Deuce. I don't know this guy. You don't want to be disrespectful. Thrame is the new Philadelphia Eagles head coach. But come on, man. Give me Deuce. I mean, I would have rather – what's his name? Scangarelli? What is it?
Sirianni.
Oh, he hasn't earned the name
Soprano.
Yet?
What is it?
Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni.
Yes.
That's going to take – yeah, it's going to take a little
S-I-R-
while. It's a lot of letters in there, man.
A-N-N-I.
It's a lot of letters in there,
Sirianni.
Man. Sirianni, okay.
215-592-9494. Do you
Hi,
like
Nick.
It? Do you hate it?
I would have loved Deuce, but damn, come on, Sirianni.
Man, I'm so glad it's not Deuce. I'm so glad it's not Deuce. They finally went with a guy who at least has modern offense. Like, I'm so glad. They did the right thing. Hiring Deuce would have been a malpractice for this organization. It just would have been an open
Why?
Admission of failure if they hired Deuce Daly to be the head coach.
Well, I mean, they hired a guy that no one else interviewed and they like no one was talking about. Right, so it's not like that they went out and they got their top their
right.
top guy. Maybe it'll end up being a good hire, but I mean, I don't think that you're in any position of strength. Like, what a great hire. Thank God they didn't hire Deuce. All right, we'll see.
Yeah, I would have rather gone with Deuce. That's just where I'm at.
Mm.
I would have rather gone with Deuce. And again, this guy may come in and win me over. He's certainly going to have to do that with a lot of people here because we're just foreign to him as a coach. And what he brings to the table, whereas Deuce was someone who we know, Deuce is one of us.
Yep.
Like, Deuce is one of us. He gets the city. He's been a player here. He's been a coach here forever. The players respect him. And even with the Paul Domowich article, which we'll get into at some point today, that was troubling in this sense. Not in the sense that the stuff that I heard about well, why they wouldn't hire Deuce because of Carson and he may be too tough on Carson. No, it's troubling because that is a concern. No, how about getting somebody that's going to be tough on Carson?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the president of the LTBB that's saying somebody needs to be sort of whipped into shape here and need to get things back on the right track. I don't mean that literally, you know what I'm saying, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Like, as much as I believe in his talents, it doesn't mean I don't see flaws. And clearly, coaching and being coachable and being relatable to everyone is a flaw that he has. That needs to be corrected. One comes with maturity and awareness, and the other one comes with sort of the same thing, but you've also got to be willing to comply and allow someone to add something to what you bring to the table. And that's where Carson is at right now, to where he's reluctant to trust. And somebody has to break through to him. And it can't be by coddling him. You can get to that talent. You know, Phil Jackson once said the late, great Kobe Bryant was uncoachable. And then he turned around and came back to coaching. So you can be – he can be – am I right? Did he write a book saying he was uncoachable?
And then he came back and coached
him. But he probably was uncoachable at that time.
Right.
And then he had to go through an experience that broke him, that made him have to at least listen to someone who may be able to help you get to where you're trying to get to. And that's what it did. And that's what Carson needs. But that didn't happen because somebody came in coddling him. They still coached him hard, but then they also understood him as a player. I don't need somebody to come in here and be Carson's friend.
Right.
So, and now maybe this guy is a little bit of a taskmaster. I don't know. Maybe that's what he is. I don't know. But I don't want to hear that Deuce couldn't be the guy because he would have been too hard on Carson.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
I didn't – reading that in the article, I didn't care about that at all. I'm like,
yeah.
You know what? Good. You
exactly.
Know what? Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We'll open up the phone lines next. What is your reaction? The Eagles have hired Nick Sirianni as their head coach. He's the guy. How do you feel? Join us next. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Marks and Reese, we are back. I have to make sure that I have the name written down, Ike. Because otherwise, if I just had to say it off of memory, I may not be able to do it. Nick Sirianni is the new Eagles head coach. My buddy texted me and said, did you like the move? And before I could even answer, he's like, did you know who he was a week ago? And no, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
how,
no one knew who he was.
No.
Yeah.
No one did. He wasn't a hot candidate that anybody really talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a lot of that is because he didn't call plays with Frank Reich. We're efforting to get some people on to talk about Nick Sirianni. Jack is currently working on that. Let's take some phone calls here. 215-592-9494. What is your reaction? Let's go to Ben in Philly. Ben, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Great show as always.
Thanks, Ben.
My reaction is I'm sick. There's no way in the world that this guy should have gotten this position. What more does Deuce have to do? I mean, he's been loyal. He's been passed over several times, even to the point where Doug Peterson had to create this bogus assistant coaching position, I guess, to appease Deuce. I hope he's in a position where he can just leave. This is crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I am wondering, Ben, what this means for Deuce. I know Deuce loves the organization, but I'm with you, Ben. Like, how much do you put up with when you're doing these interviews and you're constantly being looked over? At some point, you have to realize that if you want to move up in this profession, it's not going to happen here.
Yeah, there's no bigger Eagles fan than I am, but I'm out because this is a classic case of systemic racism. He goes through his what do they want him to do? Shine shoes? They want him to shuffle? I mean, what does he have to do? They say he has the respect. I keep hearing he has the respect of everyone in the organization, but how much do they really respect him?
Well, let me put it this way, Ben, and I appreciate the call, man. I think the organization does respect Deuce. Now, when we're on the outside looking at this thing, again, I don't know whether or not Deuce can call plays, run a team, lead a team, be the face of the franchise as the head coach. I don't know that. I've been on board with saying I wouldn't mind seeing him get the opportunity. I wanted to see him get the opportunity. If you're telling me he interviewed well and he had a nice list of assistant coaches, then I don't understand why you wouldn't go with Deuce.
If
you were impressed with the interview. I don't get it. And listen, I don't know what this means for Deuce.
Does he stick around?
Right.
I mean,
I don't know.
If Sirianni runs a Frank Reich offense, that's got to be similar to what the Eagles were doing.
Yeah, I would imagine, right?
So, I mean, maybe it does work.
Although they run the ball more, I believe.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, they definitely run the ball more. They have a couple of running backs that can do it.
A few of them, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to Chris in Pensauk. And Chris, you like it or not?
Oh, I love it, boys. I love it. And Jeffrey pulled it off once again. Think about it, guys. Andy Reid, nobody knew about. Chip Kelly, he wasn't in the pros. I mean, Dougie P, we didn't know what the heck they were thinking there. And now they take this guy out of a respectful organization. They got a top three GM that's no nonsense, that doesn't put up with lacking or unprofessionalism. And I love Deuce, but at the end of the day, Deuce is better off going someplace else, and that guy making a comment like that is dead wrong. They've been with Deuce forever.
Yep.
And I'm not picking on Deuce. But from that article, they offered him the offensive coordinator, and he didn't want to do it because he called the play. So he dug his ground. But at the end of the day, no other team. What other team asked for Deuce for an interview? None. In the past 6 years, I can't remember one.
Not for a head coaching job.
You're right. Yeah.
And this new guy, you play some clips on him. We don't know him from Adam. He'd be walking down the street, and I wouldn't know him. But he works good with quarterbacks, and he works good with wide receivers. And what's our two biggest deficiencies on offense? Wide receivers and quarterbacks, man. So I'm willing to give the guy a shot. And anybody from the Midwest can't be that bad.
that's for sure, Chris. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, brother.
Thank you, Chris. He's from Watertown, New York, I believe. Jamestown, New York.
I guess he meant the team.
Yeah, he coached in Indianapolis, but he's from Jamestown, which is, I believe, like near Buffalo, or he's from, you know, he's from Western New York.
Okay.
So that's where he came up, and like a lot of coaches, I mean, really didn't bounce around a whole heck of a lot.
I will say this about the Colts offense, and maybe this is just more of Frank Reich, because Frank is from the old school. He came up in the two back system running the football. He came up in the '80s and the '90s as a player. So it wasn't as if Frank Reich had this offense that was so creative and so innovative and new age, right? Like Frank Reich isn't using a dual threat running back. He had Phillip Rivers as his running, I mean quarterback is what I meant, as a quarterback. So it's not like he's running an offense that we all think you need for a Jalen Hurts offense. Right, yes, exactly. So now I don't know how much impact or input Sirianni had on that offense from a design standpoint.
Yeah, he may want to do his own thing.
Exactly. He may have his own vision of an offense. The problem is we haven't seen him run an offense.
No. No, there's a lot of unknowns, just like with Deuce. I mean, really the one guy that you knew the most about was Josh McDaniels.
Right.
And I'm glad it's not him. Oh, right. Am I glad that they didn't hire him. I'm disappointed that it's not Deuce. I would have been happy if it was Deuce. But something tells me this is going to be a good hire. Right? Just the fact that, like, again.
What?
Well, Andy Reid. No one wanted him. No one even knew who he was.
Oh, we're going because no one wanted him theory.
No one
they
knew
must
who
have
he
struck
was.
Gold again.
Right. No one knew who Andy Reid was. He came in. Everybody hated the hire. Like, who is this guy? Like, he stinks.
I hear you. I'm not. That's not enough for me.
Well, I got nothing else.
Yeah, I can't go with no one knew who he was, so he must be good. I hear you. I'm not saying he's bad. I don't know.
All I'm saying is that he had to have impressed Jeffrey Lurie a great deal to hire a guy that he's 39 years old, will be 40 in June, to hire a guy that hasn't called plays, really, as far as being an NFL coach. I mean, it's a good amount of time being an assistant coach. These days, you don't have to grind for 20 years before getting the job.
Dude, we just had a coach that won a Super Bowl. He was in high school 5 years prior to him. Yeah,
but he was also a quarterback in the league.
But I'm just saying he wasn't an assistant coach for 10, 15 years in the NFL.
He was not.
Yeah.
He was not. All right, let's go to Duke and Mount Royal. Duke.
How you doing, Mr. Reese? How you doing, Mr. Marks?
What's up, Duke?
I'll tell you what, gentlemen. I haven't been this hangry since they hired Rich Gotite over Jeff Fisher.
Wow.
I really don't know nothing about this guy, Nick. I don't know if he was in the movie Bachelor Party, what his deal was. But he's an unproven, and you had a guy in Deuce that the locker room respects. And loyalty is, to me, the most important thing. You need that from your men. And I think we would have ran the ball more under Deuce. What do you guys think?
Well, I definitely believe we would have run the ball more under Deuce. I'd be surprised if he came out wanting to throw the ball as much. Yeah, I mean, listen, I got to be honest with you, Duke. Going with Deuce – would have been more out of familiarity, obviously. My relationship with him, obviously. But it would not have been based on what he's done as a play caller, as a guy who's been forced to be in front of the cameras every week and can be the face of an organization. I believe he can do it. I do believe he can do it. But it's not as if he's done this yet. So it, like a lot of these coaches, none of them can say other than Josh McDaniels had been in this position before.
Nope.
And Todd Bowles had. But the other guys hadn't been in this position. So, you know, again, you look at what they were able to do in Indy. It was an offense that was more of a balanced attack. They certainly didn't mind running the football. I didn't view Indy's offense as an explosive offense.
No,
it wasn't an explosive offense.
No, they would grind you down the field.
But it was one of those offenses that moved the ball methodically. Yes, they moved the ball methodically down the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I watched enough of the Colts games to know that there was really good creativity when they did get inside of the red zone. If you remember, Trey Burton had some rushing touchdowns. Former Eagle Trey Burton as a tight end had some rushing touchdowns.
Oh, that's when we were good in the red zone. Remember when Frank Reich was here?
Uh-huh.
We were good in the red zone.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, I'm just seeing some stories that are being put out there that some sources are saying that a strong recommendation from Frank Reich might have also went a long way with Jeffrey Lurie.
Yes, the guy they were going to fire. Now, which of these stories do we need to believe around here, man? They ain't got to add it. Doug need to talk everybody into keeping. They were going to fire.
Now they're hiring a coach because
of his recommendation. Because he said it, yeah.
So they Andy's recommendation, who they fired, got Doug the job. Yeah. Doug, they
were. But that's understandable. Andy was here 14 years. Frank was only here 1 year.
Yeah. Well, two.
When they wanted to fire him?
16. Oh, yeah. 1 year when they wanted to fire him. Sure. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. 1 year when they wanted to get rid of him.
All right. Let's go to Chris, Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
So, I'm pretty excited about the hire. I think it's a good hire. If it was between McDaniels, Deuce, and Sirianni, which I think it was, I like him more than Deuce. I think he's a smarter guy, even though all the players like Deuce. I can't see if it goes into, say, we're in a deep playoff run.
Well, hold on. How do you play? Well, what makes you think he's a smarter guy?
Because I've watched many videos on Sirianni and discussing play calling, or not necessarily that it's a smaller guy, but I like the plays that Sirianni runs, and I think it would be better for the offense as compared to Deuce.
So a guy who knows the personnel here, who's been with the players since they all been drafted, know what they're good at, know what they're not good at, versus a guy you watch 10 minutes of a video clip of. You came away saying he's smarter and better suited than Deuce Daly.
Yeah, I can't say that because
I don't know how he can say
that. I haven't seen any videos of Deuce to say that he isn't equally as smart or whatever else. The videos that I saw of Sirianni were like, I could sit here and say they were impressive, but they don't mean anything. Right? There was a minute where he was mic'd up at practice, and then he was watching films with somebody from their website and another one. He was going through plays.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with leading a locker room and being a head coach and having the respect of everybody else on and every facet of the team. Like, it has nothing to do with that. It doesn't mean he doesn't know football, but it doesn't also necessarily mean he's head coaching material. Now, they believe he's head coaching material.
Yeah. So just some tweets that are out there. Mike K, I spoke with an NFL source who is very familiar with Nick Sirianni's coaching approach. He said his strength is he focuses on the positive attributes of players as opposed to the negatives. What a real tweet.
Well, guess what, Nick? I'm going to need you to focus on some of the negative aspects of these players so we can get them changed. Focus on the positive aspects of the players.
Someone sent me a DM with this one, so I don't know if it's if it's real or not. I don't know. I just like it that it's outside the box. But I also didn't know who he was a week ago.
Let me tell you this. Just based on the history of the hiring, right? You would almost have to assume this is a guy that's more of a go along with the flow type of a guy.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, and that would be something the Eagles are looking for, right?
Yeah, this isn't somebody that's coming in looking to rock the boat, ruffle feathers, make everybody uncomfortable.
Take Howie's job.
Make everybody uncomfortable. I mean, just hold everybody accountable.
Jeff McClain from an NFL source familiar with Sirianni's credential as a head coach. Quote, good guy, solid candidate, fairly smart but not super smart. Concern is he's likely to top out as a B-level coach for the team, for a team that is in the mix to make the playoffs but not a real Super Bowl chance. Low drama, even keel.
Does anyone have any information on if he'll be good for the drop board?
Yeah, we got.
Is there any? Is there any word on that?
We gotta wait till we hear him.
Is there any word on if Sirianni can add or subtract from our drop board?
Something tells me they made sure they wouldn't get somebody who's going to be able to not add to our drop board.
I will have something on my face for sure.
Yeah, I think they want to avoid all that stuff. Yeah,
probably smart.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. Too bad Dan Campbell didn't get the job.
I would imagine they didn't hire somebody who's going to be a walking soundbite.
Let's give our Twitter question brought to you by Mark Schuler's. Mark Schuler's in Montgomeryville, Route 309. If you're getting engaged, maybe you need the wedding bands afterwards. Well, Mark Schuler should be your first and last stop. Online, mark-schuler.com. Are you in or out on the hiring of Nick Sirianni? Yes or no? In or out?
Let me guess, people are saying no.
Incorrect. 66.8% say in.
Okay.
So this is going to be one of these weird things where more people on the phones say out. Or say out.
Well, I just think people's natural reaction is to be out on people they don't know about. I think that's just me. That's why I said I thought people would say out.
That's good.
But they're saying yes. I mean,
they're saying in.
You know what that is? That's also possibly people not wanting Josh McDaniels.
It's the Josh McDaniels. Yeah. Anybody's better than him.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Alex in Chicago. Alex?
Hey, guys.
Yo.
What's up, Alex?
So let me just start off by saying I love listening to you guys. You always get the breaking news stories. So great show, guys.
Thank you.
That said, WTF, that's what I got to say about this hire. And I feel like a lot of this, and I'm just going to be caught what it is. I feel it's racial in that Deuce is highly qualified to do this job. And you bring in a yes man, and I've been listening to you guys while sitting here on hold, and I greatly appreciate your aspect of it, but Deuce is not going to be a yes man. He's going to come in here. He's going to hold Wentz accountable. He might even say, you know what, I don't even want Wentz, which is probably why he didn't get the job. Mm. But we've gone too long, and I don't even know why they made the Rooney Rule if they're never going to apply it in the NFL, but I just extremely disappointed in the organization in choosing this guy because essentially they wanted somebody to come in here and be a yes man. And thank God they didn't hire Josh McDaniels because he would have probably taken the job and quit in July and we'd be holding the bag trying to find a new guy anyway.
Well, Alex, let me say this. And I'm not going to tell you that there isn't issues in the NFL in regards to hiring
obvious. Yes.
That's obvious. Yes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that's not reality because it is, right? And even when they try to do things to improve that, it doesn't seem to.
That didn't work. They had to put incentives in. They're offering up third round draft picks if you hire a minority head coach.
Two of them, yeah.
Two third round picks,
yes.
And the Eagles couldn't even take advantage of that.
Well, no, the team that they leave, so the 49ers will get the picks from Robert Saleh, right? Not the Jets. You don't get the incentive for taking the hire.
Really?
You get it for developing them, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
What the hell?
I think originally they wanted it both ways, right. But then they said, like, no, we don't, it doesn't make sense.
So they don't want to reward people for hiring a guy. I got you. I got it.
But they want to reward teams for developing people guys. In there. Gotcha. Anyway.
So the Eagles would have, no, you said not if they hired him.
And they didn't get it for Andrew Berry going to the Browns because it didn't start till after that. They would have gotten the draft picks. But let me say about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, Deuce Staley is unproven. He's never been a coordinator. He's never, I mean, just like Sirianni is unproven, mm-hmm. right? So if Deuce was a more qualified candidate just on merit alone, I think that I could entertain that question. I mean, Sirianni's been in the NFL since 2009 as an assistant coach. So he's also been an assistant coach for a while too in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know who's more qualified, Ike. I'm just being honest.
Well, neither do I, but I'll tell you this, and there's no way around it. The Eagles don't think Deuce is qualified.
Correct.
Like, there's no way around it.
Correct.
I mean, how many times do I have to? I've been doing this job for 13 years now, right? And Deuce has been in a head coaching sort of candidacy position for what, about 5 years, four years? And he hasn't necessarily got a serious look. So as much as we may want him to be a head coach, what the league is telling you is they don't see him as head coaching material.
No.
And the Eagles are definitely telling you that because they know him better than any other team in the league.
And I think if the feel for this year with him being a head coaching candidate, it was more or less like we know we have Deuce there in case we decide that there's nobody else that we're going to hire.
Yeah.
Right?
Not that we got the guy on staff, the replacement, because that would already been done.
All right, some more reaction via Twitter. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, says 2 years ago, Nick Sirianni turned down an interview with the Browns because he wanted to focus on the Colts playoff game. He didn't take an interview until this week with the Eagles and is now poised to bring his high-energy style to Philadelphia. Lewis Riddick tweets out, does he call plays? And left
you
it at
that.
You
know what that means.
Yep. 215-592-9494, Marks and Reese.
That means Bieniemy may not be getting hired. That's Lewis has been on, he's been on that bandwagon.
Well, that's a Bieniemy tweet.
Yes.
Yep, that's a Bieniemy tweet. 215-592-9494, because that's the Bieniemy, well, he doesn't call plays.
How right, he's calling plays, and he still can't get hired.
We hired Matt Nagy, who is far from impressive, and right. Doug.
Well, now look at Sirianni. We just hired another coach who doesn't call plays. Like Frank Wright calls the plays in Indy.
I hope Bieniemy gets the Houston job and Deshaun stays there and they're able to work it out. 215-592-9494. Our coaching search tracker's over, but on the other side, you'll hear what Frank Reich has to say about Sirianni, your new Eagles head coach. That's next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. You've heard me talk about Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville forever now, right? They're amazing selection and service. But if you're getting engaged, you're looking to get engaged, maybe you just want to make her Valentine's Day amazing, you have to shop with the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Support your locally operated and owned small business by visiting their flagship store, and you'll be blown away by the selection and prices. Here's the other thing, right? Like Jim at Mark's Jewelers is my boy. I'm a customer. Really, their entire staff, they're knowledgeable, but also, like I just mentioned, they're a small business, right? And they depend on their customers. They depend on their reviews. Just Google Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. You will see their reviews, and you'll know this is the place to go. Don't go to the mall. Don't go to one of the national chain stores. Go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. You will be blown away. Their store is amazing. It's huge. Marks-Jewelers.com is their website. It's right there in Montgomeryville, PA, or it's online at Marks-Jewelers.com. And tell them that John Mark sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.